Appreciate the good songs. Appreciate the good singing. Appreciate each one of you that's here. Amen. We've just been thrilled the past two nights. So good to have Brother Terry back with us again. Amen. I want you to pray hard for him. Amen. Open your ears. Amen. Hear from heaven. Amen. See what God's got to say through His man tonight. It's just been wonderful. We've heard about His all-sufficiency. And we've heard about, amen, how the great gulf got fixed. Amen. I'm thrilled to have that. So I'm interested in what's coming tonight. Amen. Amen. So just get your mind on the Word of God. Amen. Pray for the man of God. Let God do His business. Amen. Bless you.
Thank you, Brother Walter. It's a blessing to be back tonight in the service. We're grateful the Lord's give us this time together. I appreciate your prayers for us the last two nights and also the day the Lord's given us traveling mercy and grace. And it's a blessing to be back tonight. And I do ask humbly for your prayers, for we do recognize and realize without the Lord's help, we can do absolutely nothing. Amen. Jesus said that. Without me, He said, you can do nothing. And so we must abide in Him, and we must have His strength and His power and His Spirit. Amen. That's what He said to Zerubbabel, not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. So we realize anything's accomplished. It is by the Spirit of our Lord tonight. So you that know the worth of prayer, again, I ask you humbly and sincerely to pray for us and ask the Lord to help us tonight. Glad to see all of you, wherever you're from. We're glad you're seated in the house of the Lord tonight. And I hope we can glean and gather from the Word of the Lord that would bless and benefit our lives. I'm glad this book's still relevant to us in this day. Though it's wrote many years ago, I'm glad that it's what we need for this hour. And I appreciate that. Jesus said, or the Scripture said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord. So I appreciate the fact that He's given us His Word. Amen. This doesn't contain all there is about God. Amen. If the Lord Jesus was on earth for 3.5 years, John said everything He said and everything He did didn't get wrote down. And He said if we did write it down, the world couldn't contain the books. So if that little time frame when God was in Christ on the earth and had a public ministry, and everything that He said and did couldn't be wrote down, well, you couldn't write all there is about God. But this is what He wants us to know. And there's more here than we'll ever get figured out, that we'll ever preach in a lifetime or live in a lifetime. Amen? And it's not what we don't know anyhow that's killing us. It's what we do know and won't do anything about it. So I trust the Lord will help us tonight to apply the Word of God and the Lord will speak to us. By the way, we do need to be careful about hearing the Word of God and doing it. For God will, if we keep rejecting it and refusing it, God will get to the place that He don't speak to us about it anymore. Oh, God help us now to be sensitive to what the Word of the Lord says tonight. I do need your prayers. Joshua chapter 3, the book of Joshua chapter number 3 tonight. We're looking there for a verse that I want to read. If you want to leave your Bible open to that chapter, and probably the next chapter, there's some verses that I want to look at as well. But I want to read this one, for this is where our thought comes from tonight. I trust the Lord will help me to say everything He wants said tonight from this text. If you've got your Bible, it's Joshua chapter 3, and we're looking at verse number 8. Joshua chapter 3 and verse number 8. That's our text tonight. Let's look at that verse and then I ask the Lord to help us to preach tonight. The Bible said, "And thou shalt command the priest that bear the ark of the covenant, saying, when you are come to the brink of the water of Jordan, you shall stand still in Jordan." Father, I love you tonight because you first loved me. I am grateful, I am thankful tonight for the opportunity to bow in your presence, for the privilege to be in your house, among your people. Thank you, Lord, for the day you saved us and put us in the family of God, called us to preach. Thank you, Lord, for the Word of God that you preserved this generation, the portion you've directed our heart to tonight. Now help me to be pliable and use them in your hands. May I be that mouthpiece you can speak through. May, dear Lord, I be that voice you can cry through tonight. May I be that vessel you can feel. And, oh, dear Lord, would you preach through us? Would you say through us?
what you want said tonight. May the Word of God go forth from these lips of clay in the power of the demonstration of the Spirit of God. Would you strengthen my body and my voice? Strengthen us in the inward man. And, oh, dear Lord, may the Word of God find lodging in our lives tonight. May sinners be convicted, converted tonight. May they be awakened and drawn to it. Our Lord, tonight with cords of love, may the light of the gospel shine on their life tonight, and they'll turn from sin and look to the Savior and be saved. Those that are cold and indifferent, walking afar off tonight, may they draw nigh, may they get right. Dear Lord, that one that's discouraged, may they find encouragement. That one that's weak, may they be strengthened. May we all need to be revived, refreshed, and renewed by the means of this service and by the hearing of the Word of God tonight. Please have mercy upon us and do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Have mercy upon us that, Lord, tonight, and don't leave us like we've come, and don't leave us unchanged. May we be drawn closer to you. May we be made more conformable to the image of Christ, Lord, than what we came. May we leave here with a greater desire and determination to do the work and the will of God while we have time and opportunity. Oh, Lord, have your way among us. Have mercy, Lord, upon us. But above everything that be accomplished in every heart and every life, may your name be magnified and glorified. And Lord, what you're pleased to do in, through, and for us, we sure will thank and praise you, for I ask what I ask. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you for standing while we read the Word of God and prayed together. I simply want to preach from this verse number 8 tonight and use this as a text, if I can, when the Lord spoke to Joshua, and then Joshua in turn speaks to the priest, and he says, what I want you to do is when you come to the brink of the water of Jordan, I want you to stand still in Jordan. I want to preach on that tonight, if God would help me, standing still in Jordan. This was a command of God. This was the direction that God was leading Joshua and the children of Israel. We know the story as we get to this book of Joshua here in chapter number 3 tonight about the children of Israel. We know that God miraculously, under the hand of Moses, has brought them out of Egypt. We know that 10 judgments fell on the land of Egypt. My friend, at every judgment, God judged the idol gods of the Egyptians. And Pharaoh found out, my friend, though he told my friend Moses and Aaron, I know not the Lord. My God, and why should I let you go? He found out who the God of the Israelites was. Amen. Of course, God drowned him and his entire army in the Red Sea. Amen. And brought that nation of Israel out of Egypt's bondage, out of the clutches of Pharaoh, out of the bondage of my pen of slavery that they were in, and led them through that great and terrible wilderness. It took them a little over 2 years to make the journey from Egypt to a place called Kadesh Barnea. Amen. There, my friend, 12 spies for 40 days viewed the land of Canaan and came back. Thank God. And they all said it was a good land. But 10 brought an evil report and said, my friend, there's giants in the land. There's too many enemies in the land. Oh, hear me, friend. Said we are as grasshoppers in their sight, and for multitude they're like grasshoppers, and discouraged the heart of the people and made them, my friend, have unbelief. I thought though Joshua and Caleb have protested, I thought and said we're well able, and God has given us the land, the people. I believe the 10 instead of the 2 and turned around and for the next 38 years wandered in the wilderness until every person that was 20 years old and upward died in that wilderness. Amen. They had 700 plus funerals every day. Thank God. For the next 38 years until every one of them died off and they come out of Egypt. But now Moses had died. Now Aaron has died. Now they're back on the brink of the Jordan River. Joshua has taken command, and under his hand have they defeated, I got the king of the Moabites, hear me friend, and king Og, the king of Bashan, I got him, God's given them victory. And the Lord now instructs Joshua how to take them into the land of Canaan. Come now, he said, into your inheritance. They could have had the promised land 38 years before. It was promised by God, but they refused to possess it. They refused to believe God and take Him at His word. I wonder how many saints tonight, I wonder how many Christians tonight have entered into their inheritance. You see, every child of God that God brings out of Egypt, He means for them to live in Canaan. And that's not heaven. Hey, God, but Canaan is a type of the victorious life, or the abundant life, or the overcoming life that every child of God can have. Amen. I'm glad we can possess it tonight. May I say this about Israel. Though the land of Canaan was theirs, my friend, to possess, they never possessed it all. God promised them 300,000 square, my friend, miles, and at their greatest, my friend, a time of possession, which is under King Solomon's reign, they only possessed 30,000 of those square miles. One-tenth of what God said they could have. Are you hearing me tonight? Oh, God, help us. Once you're saved tonight, hey, God, once you're in the body of Christ, once you're in Christ, and Christ is in you, thank God, there is available to you, hey, God, such promises, such blessings, such possessions, such victory tonight. Oh, are you hearing me tonight? But many never can claim it. Many never possess it, though it has been promised, and though it's been conquered. Oh, God, help us tonight. But here now are the children of Israel after 40 years, and they're getting ready. Amen. I'm amazed. Hey, God, this crowd that's fixing to possess is that crowd that was 20 years and younger 38 years ago. They were the crowd that their mom and daddy said, hey, God, we're afraid for our children. Hey, God, we can't go to Canaan. We can't live in that land. We can't overcome, hey, God, all of those enemies because of our children. Amen. And now the very ones they used for an excuse not to go in were the very ones that was going to take it, hey, God, conquer it, claim it, and possess it. Hallelujah. I have decided. I have come to the point and the place that many folks have used their children for an excuse not to commit and dedicate and consecrate their lives. Amen. Oh, they say, we ain't coming to your church because you ain't got nothing for our kids. What they're really saying is, you're not as liberal as I want you to be. You don't have nothing to entertain my flesh. Amen. Hey, oh, and I'm going to use my kids for an excuse not to come. Anybody hearing me? Woo! Oh, I don't. And they're more spiritual than you. And they're more committed and sold out than you. And you're afraid. I know if you keep coming to that church, they'll bypass you. I want to live more holier than you. And dress more holier. And act better than you. And so you use them for an excuse. Hey, hallelujah. Why don't you get out of their way and let them go for God? Hallelujah. Woo!
Are you listening? Hallelujah. Bless His name.
And so here they are. Thank God. In the first verse of this chapter, thank God, the Bible said that Joshua rises up early. Thank God, leaves the place that he's at. I call Shittim and comes here to Jordan. Amen. and camps there, though God has said you're ready to cross over. Thank God. But the Bible said, thank God, they passed there, or lodged there, or camped there for 3 days. Hallelujah. Oh, they're there. And God said, ready to pass over. Or I want you to pass over. Thank God. But Joshua waited 3 days before he made the tried to make the crossing. Or thank God, attempted to make the crossing. Anybody hear me tonight? I'm telling you, thank God, there's that third day again. I preached on it last night. Or Monday night. It's all through the scripture. It started in Genesis chapter 1. Thank God. I went on the third day. God begins to let the grass grow. Thank God. There's resurrection ground there. Hallelujah. And from Genesis 1 all the way through Revelation, you look at that third day. Thank God. And there's always victory associated with that third day. Woo! Hallelujah. Get us 3 days. They wanted to go on the children of Israel to worship in the wilderness. It was the third day coming out of Beersheba and looking to Mount Moriah of an Abraham. I beheld the place where he's to sacrifice. Anybody hearing me tonight? Hallelujah. On the third day, get us Miss Esther that said to Mordecai, go fast for me. Hey God, are you with all that you said? And I will pass. And on the third day, I'll go in unannounced and see if the king won't hear me. And I'm telling you all tonight, they still want to place on the third day. We can make the cross. We can have victory. Our prayers can be answered. But on the third day, he arose. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah! And because he arose, thank God we have life. Hey, hallelujah! We have access. We have power in hey, thank God. And us is given the strength, amen, to accomplish what God wants us to accomplish. Anybody with me tonight? Hallelujah! Amen. That same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwell in you. It shall also quicken your mortal body. Are y'all hearing me? Oh, he's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we ask or think, according to what the power that worketh in us. Amen. Hallelujah. There is a power inside of every believer. Amen. Hallelujah. Resurrection power, the Spirit of God. Amen. And it enables us. Anybody with me tonight? Can I say another word while we're there tonight before we really look at our text tonight? Thank God. Here's Joshua standing at the crossing place. The place of passage. I guess we could put it that way tonight. Hallelujah. Oh my man, we know Joshua's a type of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank God. Moses got them so far, but he couldn't get them to Canaan. The law got them so far, but couldn't get them into their inheritance. Amen. The law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. Amen. By the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Hallelujah. But we were shut up to the law, under the law. Thank God, till Christ should be revealed. And Christ is the end of the law for righteousness sake to everyone that believeth, unto the Jew first and also to the Greek. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank God, the law got us so far. Thank God, I set us up under to our sins. I declared us guilty. Hallelujah. But Christ fulfilled that law. And he's the end of the law. Amen. For righteousness. Are y'all hearing me tonight? And he's the only one that can get you into Canaan. Get you into the inheritance. Amen. Into the fullness of God tonight. Well, I appreciate that fact, don't you? And if Joshua is a type, and I believe he is, matter of fact, thank God, that word translated from Old Testament to New Testament, Joshua and Jesus are the same word. Are you with me tonight? Hallelujah. And there's Joshua. Thank God. Oh, and he's getting ready to cross. Amen. Are you listening to me? Thank God. Take the children of Israel across. Thank God. And I'm not preaching too much about that typology. I just want to drop it by tonight and leave it where you let you. Thank God. Sort of. Thank God. Chew on it a little bit. Amen. Thank the Lord. Oh, my. But it's that, he's fixing to cross Jordan. And it's that same Jordan. I got in John chapter 1, that verse number 28, where John the Baptist is baptizing. I got it. He says, behold, the Lamb of God, take away the sin of the world. I'll baptize you with water under repentance. But there's one coming after me who's mightier than I. Woo! He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and the fire. And right there he is, he said. Thank God. The Bible said that took place at a place called Beth Arbor. And Beth Arbor means the place of a passage. Amen. Thank God. I believe that the very place where Jesus was baptized and John was baptized and the Holy Spirit came on him in the form of a dove, and the voice from the excellent glory was heard saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Thank God. Was this same place where Joshua has taken the children of Israel across Jordan. Hallelujah. It was a place of passage. Hallelujah. And if you ever get out of sin, thank God, and into righteousness, if you ever see the damnation of hell and see the beauty of heaven, if you ever get out of the humdrum of wilderness life and get over where there's victory, God will have to take you over. Christ will have to bring you across. But His desire is to take every one of us out of the land of promise to a place of victory. Hallelujah. Oh, bless His name tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Oh, my. And so, we come now to this practical lesson. Amen. That I think we need to look at for just a moment tonight. Hallelujah. How where God said to Joshua, command the priest when they get to the brim of the water to stand still in Jordan. Now that within itself doesn't look like much of a feat or a task. Amen. Till we read the rest of this scripture. Amen. And we find out that the time that the nation of Israel has come to cross Jordan is not in the hot, dry, arid summer months when there's been no rain for some time and the water's dried up. Amen. But our verse here in, thank God, in this chapter, let me get back here where I can tell you where it's at. It's verse number 15. For Jordan overfloweth all his banks. Oh, the time of harvest. Amen. And so when they come to Jordan to cross it, and the instruction was for these men how to stand still in the Jordan, get in that Jordan River. Thank God, it wasn't a normal river. It wasn't a dried up river. Thank God. It wasn't just a little easy stroll. That is a time of harvest. Amen. To harvest in Israel. Thank God. Barley harvest and wheat harvest. Barley harvest in the spring. Wheat harvest was in the fall. Amen. Along with the flax. And this was spring. Because when the two soldiers, the two spies, thank God, went in out of Jericho. Thank God, Rahab hid them under the flax. Harvest time. Amen. And furthermore, we read in this text that when they come across Jordan, thank God, it's on the 10th day of the first month. Amen. Thank God, that is springtime. Anybody hearing me? And oh, the rainy season had set in. Are you hearing me? And the water had overflowed its banks. Are you listening to me tonight? Thank God. They tell us by looking at Jewish history that sometimes this small river, thank God, this Jordan that descended from north of Israel and come winding down through the hills of Judea and all the way down, thank God, till it got to the Dead Sea, and it said, oh, thank God, heads back. Amen. So when these priests were instructed or commanded how to stand still in Jordan, thank God they were facing a wide river. Amen. An overflowed river. A river out of its banks. God help us. Now it's hell our lot. Men of God, it's hell our lot, church. How to preach in this generation. How to bear the Ark of the Covenant. How to carry the Word of God. When time of sin has overflowed its banks. Hallelujah. And things are not normal. It's abnormal. Are you hearing me? And we're facing things that grandma and grandpa didn't face. But I hear the command of the Savior as He says, go to that ark and step into the water. It may have overflowed its banks, but march out there and get you a stand and stand still in Jordan. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Bless His name. Not only was it a mile wide in some places, overflowed its banks. Hallelujah. But can you imagine the current? Hallelujah. And you think about being a priest and standing there. Thank God. First seeing that overflowing water, but looking out there in that main channel and watching that water as it went swiftly by, and you knew that any normal man, any normal person stepped in that swift current was going to be swept downstream. Hallelujah. A good swimmer couldn't make it from one side to the other, much less somebody holding, thank God, the ark on their shoulder, a burden on their shoulder, and trying to get his footing and stand still. How would he do it? Hallelujah. Well, God said you could. It's always took faith. Amen. I've always found God sure did say some odd times to stand still. He first said it to Moses as they're at the Red Sea. Thank God, in mountains on both sides of them, and they can't make the crossing. And Pharaoh's coming with his chariots and with his soldiers and his horsemen, and they're going to take them back to Egypt, and the people want to run away. But Moses said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord said, sanctify yourself for tomorrow. I'm going to do marvelous or miraculous wonder in your sight. I'm amazed God don't choose to make a miracles happen or tell us to stand still when the water's dried up, when it's just a little bitty twinkle running through the riverbed. But He said when it's overflowed and when the current is swift, just march out there and stand still and I'll do miracles abiding. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. Somebody said, preacher, why don't you folk pack all this revival stuff in, all this preaching and going to meeting in, and going back to the house? How we're in the last days. How we're in the last times. Hey, are you? Oh my. And the river's overflowed its bank. And the current is swift. And y'all can't stand against it. Might as well go with the flow. Might as well get with the times. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing gonna help no how. But I still hear the voice of God saying, march out into the river. Thank God. Bear the Ark of the Covenant. Thank God, and stand still in Jordan. Thank God. And He's promised if we'll do that, He'll stem the tide. He'll dry up the water. He'll make a way across. Are y'all hearing me? Thank God. I don't know how many's left to make the crossing. I don't know how many more wants to go to Canaan. I don't know how many more wants to be saved or sell out to God. But I'm not willing to throw in the towel yet. I want to step into Jordan one more time with the Ark of the Covenant on my shoulder. Thank God, and watch God part the way for everybody that wants to get across. I got some grand nuggets tonight that hadn't tasted what it's like out of being Canaan yet. I believe I'll just stand firm. I'll stand still. Enjoy. Hallelujah tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh my. The water's too deep. And the water is too wide to pass through. Oh my. Are you listening to me tonight? Amen. Let me say this. Amen. God could have divided the river without the priest. Amen. But they couldn't divide it without him. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So was it the priest? Amen. Was it because of their priesthood office? Was it because, thank God, of their Aaronic or Levitical priesthood that God dried up the waters or parted or divided or caused them to stand upon heap? Didn't have a thing to do with it. Hallelujah. I'm tired of Hollywood preachers. Amen. Is anybody listening to me? Hallelujah. Warren Wiersbe said, "I God, I want a preacher preaches without spirit. I God, I've been the church house becomes a theater. I God, and everything he does becomes entertainment. Hallelujah! And that's about all this generation knows is entertainment. Hallelujah! Are y'all hearing me tonight? But we're not at Joel Osteen's church tonight. Hey, hallelujah. And we're not making a Gaither video. We're here to worship God tonight. We're not entertaining. We're trying to get in touch with heaven. We're wanting the Holy Spirit to work through us tonight. Hey, hallelujah. Anybody listening to me tonight? Hallelujah. Hollywood music, Hollywood messengers, Hollywood methods tonight. Why can't we get back to the old path? Why can't we get back to the old way? Wherein God is a good way and we can find rest for our soul. Bless His name tonight. Thank God. Hallelujah. It wasn't the priest. And it wasn't their charisma that what made the waters cross. It wasn't their joke telling, amen. Hallelujah. It wasn't their degree they got down under at the Bible college or the seminary. But it was the fact that on their shoulder was that Ark of the Covenant. And they marched out in the Jordan bearing the Ark of the Covenant. And that divine presence of God caused the water to dry up. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So in spite of the overflowed banks and the swift current, hallelujah, there was a group of priests, amen, that was willing to take the Ark of the Covenant. By the way, let's look at that verse number 11. Hallelujah. Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth passeth over before you into Jordan. Amen. Now, in the first five books of the Bible, which we know as the law or the Pentateuch, amen, a lot of different names God reveals himself to his people by. Amen. But when we get to verse number 11, this is the first time, hallelujah, that God says to Joshua and the children of Israel, behold the ark of the covenant of the Lord of the whole earth. Hallelujah. That's the first time he described himself as the Lord of the whole earth. Hallelujah. Oh, are you listening to me? He said, don't worry about them overflowed banks and that swift current. Ain't God, cause the Ark of the Covenant you're bearing. Ain't God, is the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Oh, what we got to be afraid of tonight? Who are we fearing tonight? Hey God, we got a command. And we got the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of the whole earth. Amen. By the way, this phrase, Lord of all the earth, will be used 7 times in the Scripture. Amen. 7's a number for perfection. Thank God in completion. Oh, bless His name. Be one other time in Joshua and throughout the rest of the Scriptures. But I'm glad in a time when Jordan was overflowed in its banks and the current was swift. That God said, quit looking at the swift current. Quit looking at the overflowed waters. And look unto the Lord of all the earth. Woo! Hallelujah. If all you're looking to tonight is politicians, whether it's a man or woman, a Republican, Democrat, or independent, hey, if all you're looking to is politicians tonight, if all you're looking to, hey God, is society and the news media tonight, hey God, if and even if they claim to be conservative tonight, you're going to go down in defeat. Are y'all hearing me tonight? But I'm glad, church, let's get our eyes, thank God, off of the White House and the courthouse and get it on Him, that said high. Thank God, hallelujah. Isaiah said high and lift it up. I love another glimpse of Him. That's the Lord of all the earth. And march into Jordan and stand still and watch God do miracles. Hallelujah. Bless His name. Oh my. Oh my. Now, in all that God had done by the hand of Moses, amen, He did it by a cloud. But the cloud's gone. Are you hearing me? Amen. They was baptized in the cloud. And under the cloud when they come across the Red Sea. Here's a group of folks that was baptized in the cloud and under Moses, and not a drop of water was used. Amen. Take it for what it's worth. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh my. That cloud that had been leading them, stopping, and they stopped when it stopped and moved when it moved, was now gone. Hallelujah. And He said, get your eyes off the cloud. Get your eyes off of that one man that was in Mount Sinai and came down with the tables of stone and looked to the Ark of the Covenant. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Thy glory that dwelt in the cloud is now going to dwell on the Ark. Is anybody listening to me? There again is a type of Christ. I'm not preaching down that line tonight, but it is the type of Him. Amen. Hallelujah. And He said, thank God, when you see the Ark of the Covenant, thank God, move out and remove from your place and go after it. Man, I wish our church generation would do that. Every time the Word of God's preached, every time the will of God is exposed, every time, thank God, the glory of God falls. Oh, for a group of people tonight that would arise from their place and go after it. Amen. Our forefathers did. Our grandmas and grandpas and great-grandmas and grandpas did. Amen. But you see, we got tied down too much to this world. We drove our tent pegs too deep. Hey, we're too accustomed out of this world and adjusted out of this world, and we don't want to leave our comfort zone. Are y'all hearing me tonight? We don't want to consecrate, dedicate, sell out, sacrifice, suffer. Hey, God, go a little further. Hey, God, be more holy or more sanctified or more separated. We're satisfied with the place we're here at. But oh, if you want to cross Jordan, if you want to see Canaan, if you want to live an abundant life and victory tonight, when you see that Ark of the Covenant, head out, get up from your place, and go after it. Hallelujah. Bless His name. Amen. Oh my. In that Ark of the Covenant was that golden pot of manna. Oh my. Spoke of Him as being the bread of life. Our everyday provision, and that was Aaron's rod that budded. Speaking of the resurrection, and that was that tables of stone that Moses wrote with his finger when he went the second time. Amen. The second 40 days on the mount. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, my God, all typifying and exemplifying the Lord Jesus Christ. But more importantly, on top of that ark was that mercy seat, that golden mercy. Thank God, laid across top of that all one piece. Thank God, made of gold was the lid that went on that ark of that covenant. The cherubims were made into it. Thank God, and they reached from one side of the tent to the other. Thank God, and they touched each other. Amen. And looked on that. Thank God, keepers of His holiness. Amen. It was on top of that mercy seat and that the high priest sprinkled the blood, and it was there where the glory of God came down. Hallelujah. Woo! That's His name tonight. I'll tell you, preach that law. Thank God. Oh, that all mouths may be stopped and the whole world guilty before God. Amen. I then preach He's the bread of life. He's the resurrection. Hallelujah. And preach His mercy and His blood. Thank God. It's the only remedy. It's the only way you'll ever get out from under the penalty of the law and the curse of sin. Bear that on your shoulder. Take it to the water. Thank God. Hallelujah. And stand still and let God make a path where all them that want to go after can follow. Amen. Bless His name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Oh, my. Look at it just briefly. Amen. So here's these priests. Now, amen. I think I understand when He stepped in the brim, God began to part the water. But you can imagine, amen, the buoyancy of that water. Amen. Beside the swiftness of the current and the fact it's overflowed way beyond its banks. You can imagine getting in, amen, and being able to put your feet down, hallelujah, to the bottom so you could stand firm and stand still. Are you hearing me? Oh, what a day. And folks, oh, it's hard to find somebody standing firm, amen. They're too buoyant, amen. They're floating around with every wind of doctrine. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm amazed, but it's that way. Hallelujah. But what weighted these fellas down? Thank God, what made their feet be able to sink down and get to the bottom of the water of the river? Amen. Oh, it says weighted down with that Ark of the Covenant on their shoulder. It weighted them down. Are y'all hearing me? Amen. And so they stepped into the brim of the river. Woo! And God began to dryer up. A little different than the miracle at the Red Sea. The miracle of the Red Sea, thank God, the water stood on both sides and they passed between them. There's a wall on both sides. This Jordan stood on heap. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh my. The Bible said God cut off the waters from Adam. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God to this place. I think it starts here. Hey, or down, he said, to a place called Z. What it looks like is God just dammed it up on that one side and didn't do nothing to this side. And because it's none flowing, thank God, it run dry from here to the Dead Sea. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. Hey, are you listening to me? Thank God. Can I throw this in? Here's something up for you just to munch on. I mean, I'm just throwing this out tonight, not really preaching on it. Amen. Some of the commentators said they searched for a place called Adam, a city called Adam, and they never found one. Hallelujah. But I'll tell you what Christ did when He stepped into the waters. Thank God. He cut them off from Adam till now. Woo! And made a dry path. Woo! Everyone from Adam unto Christ that died. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank God He made a dry path. Oh, we've come to the spirit of just men made perfect. Hallelujah. There was no salvation like we enjoy back under, but there were the spirits of just men, and when Calvary took place, He perfected those just spirits. Hallelujah. Now He purges our conscience from dead works to serve the living God, and the water's cut off from Adam to me and you tonight. And if you want to cross and get out from under the waters of sin, thank God you can tonight.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Before those priests are stepping into the... They're standing still. They're marching into this water. Anybody know what I'm preaching on tonight? Heard, let me finish. Hallelujah. When you see it, remove from the place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it. Hallelujah. About 2,000 cubits by measure, which in our measurement would be about 3,000 feet, which is almost, or getting close to, well, it's getting close to a mile, not quite, but over half a mile. And they're standing back. Amen. Because they've never been this way heretofore. So they wouldn't ride up on them. They're standing back till they stepped in the water, got out in the middle of Jordan, and let the waters dry up, and then the path was clear where they could walk. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, you'll just stay and follow that man of God and that word of God. Hallelujah. It'll make plain paths for your feet. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. Quit running up there so close and grabbing a hold and saying, what do you think about this? And I feel this way today. Thank God, just stand back far enough that the man of God can get it preached and take a stand in Jordan. And God can, amen, make the water stand on heat. And then there'll be a dry place for you to cross. It'll be perfectly clear to you which way you're supposed to walk and the way you're supposed to go. Anybody hearing me tonight? They stood in respect of that Ark of the Covenant. Don't have much respect for it nowadays. Amen. Oh my, thank God, can I say to you, you better not get too familiar with that Word of God, that Ark of the Covenant, the divine presence of God. Amen. God did kill a man when He put His hand to it. Thank God, because you got too familiar. Hey, are you hearing me tonight? Amen. Bless His name. Hallelujah. Everybody should read the Word of God, should study the Word of God, memorize the Word of God, apply the Word of God, but everybody ain't supposed to preach the Word of God. Better let the priest bear, thank God, the ark on their shoulder, and stand still in Jordan until God parts the water, then make your way across, leave out of your head, and go after it. God's ordained means. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now notice in verse 17, the last verse in this chapter number 3, and the priest that bare the Ark of the Covenant stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan, and all Israel passed over on dry ground until all the people were clean, passed over. Amen. Verse number 10 of chapter 4. For the priest which bare the ark stood in the midst of Jordan until everything was finished, that the Lord commanded Joshua to speak unto the people, according to all that Moses commanded Joshua, and the people hasted and passed over. What you waiting on tonight? Man of God's done waded out in the water and stood still, and God's done cut the waters off. And the path is clear. You know how you're supposed to live. You know where God wants you to walk. You know what God expects out of you tonight. Make haste and pass over! Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. They stood there according to the Scripture until every one of them passed over. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, when they first got there and the first made their crossing, there were great multitudes came across. But as the end of the line got there, And there were stragglers. There was those that couldn't keep up. Those that were weak. Those that were aged. Those that were too young. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know how many hours they stood there, but standing in the middle of Jordan as them priests with that Ark of the Covenant on their shoulder. Hallelujah. One of them looked up and said, I'm getting tired. He said, I am too. Amen. But I've seen a lot of folks cross, but there's three or four I ain't seen cross yet. And I'm going to just keep standing here till I see them make the cross. Oh, God. I don't understand. We're not in the days of Moody and Sunday. I realize we're not gathering in like they did in the 30s and the 40s and the 50s. Oh, but there's a few stragglers still wanting to make the cross in the night. I don't know about you. I think I'm tired. I ain't got, but I think I'll stand still. And I think I'll stand firm. I ain't got till they all come on the cross. Woo! Woo! Anybody hearing the preacher tonight? Amen. Oh, till they clean passed over Jordan. Amen. Hallelujah. Then notice in verse 16, 17, along in there, the Bible said, command the priests that bear the ark of the testimony that they come up out of Jordan. Joshua therefore commanded the priests, saying, come ye up out of Jordan. It came to pass, verse 18, when the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord were come up out of the midst of Jordan, and the soles of the priests' feet were lifted up unto the dry land, that the waters of Jordan returned into their place and flowed all over his banks as they did before. Amen. Oh, despise the man of God if you want to. Despise them that's bearing the ark of the covenant if you want to. But the water, thank God, is standing on heat and it's a dry place for you to cross tonight. Oh, when God calls us out, and He is going to. For Peter said one day the chief shepherd's going to appear. Amen. And He's going to say to all of us, thank God, the men of God, that's by the Ark of the Covenant. He's going to say, come up out of Jordan. Come up out of there. Lift up your feet. Just stood firm long enough. Just stood still long enough. Woo! And when our feet, thank God, are lifted up out of this low ground of sin and sorrow, and we're planted on higher ground, it's going to be over with. No dry place to cross. It's done. It's through. It's finished. It's fixed. Amen. You better make haste and pass while you can. Amen. Bless His name. Hallelujah. I'll say, I think one more thing. I think it's all I've done tonight. Verse 19, the people came up out of Jordan on the 10th day of the first month and encamped in Gilgal in the east of the border of Jericho. It was on the 10th day of the first month when they took the lamb in Egypt, shut it up for 4 days and killed it on the 14th day. And God is a God of order, and He let them cross Jordan on that 10th day from that first month. Hallelujah. And 4 days later, they kept the Passover for the first time since they'd come out of Egypt. Anybody hearing me? Hallelujah. Oh, bless His name. Amen. Are y'all hearing me tonight? I know I've got a poor way of getting it across tonight, but can I get you to understand this tonight? Hallelujah. Oh, we've been in this dry desert as a church, generally speaking, for so long. We buried so many and watched so many die. So many quit and so many give up. And it's been terrible. Oh, what a terrible wilderness. Are you hearing me? And now Jordan's overflowed its banks and the current's running swift. And oh my, looks like we can't, amen, get over into Canaan. And we can't have victory no more. We can't keep the Passover. And thank God, we can't take the land anymore. But the Lord of all the earth, thank God, has said, pick up that Ark of the Covenant, put it on your shoulders, march out into the raging water, and stand still and stand firm. Hallelujah. Woo! And I've got some folks that'll still make the cross head. Hallelujah. Woo! I don't know what all God's got left for us. Hey, oh, are y'all hearing me? Or what all He wants us to do. But I do know tonight He wants us to stand still and stand firm in Jordan. There is dry ground to stand on. There is a priesthood and to take a stand. And God, the Lord of the all, Lord of the earth, can still work miracles
There may be few in number, but there's a few who still wants to cross.
Hallelujah. Are you a part of that few tonight? Are you one here tonight that's unsaved? A sinner tonight, but you want to live in Canaan's fair land. You don't want to die in Egypt. You want to die in the wilderness. Oh, you want to live near the heart of God. You want to get right with God. You're tired of the trouble of that sin that's brought you and the bondage. Oh, and the master, Satan, Pharaoh, oh, he holds his will over you. I'm telling you tonight, I God, you can come across.
There's dry land.
And are you a saint of God tonight? Saved by the grace of God, but not inherited. Amen. The land that God promised you. Amen. Not possessed all what you've been possessed for. Not apprehended what you've been apprehended of. Oh, are you hearing me tonight? Oh, not walking in the fullness of your calling tonight. Living a defeated life. Oh, wandering in the wilderness in circles. Oh, dying daily. Hey, God, living under the circumstances. Oh, God, help you tonight. Living. I was mumbling and grumbling and complaining. Oh, cross over tonight. Hey, God, there's dry ground. Go after the Ark of the Covenant. Well, bless His name tonight. There is victory on the other side. If you'll die to your will, yourself, and your wants. Hallelujah. Come alive in the power of His resurrection and walk in it, thank God. You can live in victory tonight. It's up to you tonight. Are you a man of God? A called preacher tonight? And you've been hesitating about sticking your feet in the brim of the waters of Jordan way on out tonight with the Ark of Covenant on your shoulders. And watch God dry up the waters. Make them stand up on heap. And let you plant your feet on firm ground. And wave others across. Woo! Amen. Let's stand tonight. The altar's open to you. We're going to sing a verse of song if you need to use the altar. If you're a sinner, need to be saved. If you're a saint, just need to get right or draw nigh. Hallelujah. Dedicate, rededicate, whatever it is. However God spoke to you tonight. Hallelujah. Would you obey the Lord now? Amen. You see the Ark of the Covenant. Will you remove from your place and go after it tonight? Is it well with your soul? Is your heart right with God? Are you walking in the fear of the Lord and the joy of the Holy Ghost? Amen. If not, would you come tonight? Would you let go and let God have His way with you tonight? Do what you know you ought to do. Do what you're supposed to do. Do what God has told you to do tonight. You know the burden on your heart. You know the call and the voice of God. You feel the drawing and the wooing of the Spirit of God tonight. You know your life are to be sold out and dedicated tonight. You know you're to be more committed and consecrated. You know you've been holding back and holding out on God tonight. Oh, is it well with your soul? Is your heart right with God? Oh, do you need to be saved? Oh, do you need to draw nigh to God tonight? Oh, do you need to cross Jordan and get into Canaan tonight? What about it tonight while we sing? He said, if you'll sanctify yourself, I'll show you wonders among you tomorrow. They had to sanctify before they could see the miracles. See the wonders. Well, we could get a group of people to sanctify. To be set apart. To separate. To cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfect and holiness in the fear of God. God said, I'll show you some miracles and some wonders. I'll dry up the water for you. I'll make a place to cross. I'll give you a pathway to victory. I'll give you a pathway out of Canaan's land tonight. Oh, my. why not tonight? Are you content? Are you satisfied to dwell where you're at? To remain in the place you are? God nudging you. God speaking to you. The Holy Spirit drawing you. Saying, move up, move out, move closer, draw nigh to me. Are you satisfied? How to stay where you're at tonight? You can let the overflow Jordan and the swiftness of the current keep you on this side and live in defeat and be a half-hearted Christian. Amen. Or you can cross over tonight. Follow the Ark of the Covenant. Do it God's way. Do it by the boat. Amen. And God will take it to the land of plenty, the land of promise, the land of milk and honey. Amen. If you be willing and obedient, you can eat the good of the land. If you refuse and rebel, you'll be devoured by the sword. Why die in the wilderness when there's victory in Canaan? Why live in defeat? Why live under circumstances? Why live under the cloud when you can plainly see the ark? The cloud veiled their vision. The ark unveiled their vision. Why are we saying, would you come? Why are we saying, if you need to come, would you come? Don't dwell in obscurity. If souls and maybes, dwell in an also salvation, an also service, an also that you're in the will of God, doing what you ought to do, walking in the path God's got for you to walk, living in the land, possessing what God told you to possess, what was promised you. You can have all that tonight. But you'll have to remove from your place and go after the Word of God. Go after the ark. Go after the presence. And the power of God. Okay, Brother Freddie. Thank you so much. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You might be seated. Amen. 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 And Mount Zion Church said,
Amen.
Amen. That's right.